far just a bit. It'll be Sam Miller in the first game between the two teams here at Capital Credit Union Park a couple of weeks ago. This is game three of six of the season on the road for the Raptors at this yard. He hit two homers in that 6-3 win. That 6-3 victory a couple of weeks ago was also the debut of Trent Lyles. He drove in all three Raptor runs in that loss. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Miller misses downstairs for ball one. Miller hit fifth yesterday as well, but was also out playing short. He reached twice in his four plate appearances. 1-for-3 was Miller. He led off the second by singling, scored still second, and then nabbed third on a throwing error down by Jack Matthews. The 1-0 pitch hit in the air down the first baseline. Max McGuire trotting out near the stands, but that will find the seats to even the count at a ball and a strike on the Columbia University product. Miller scored the game's first run on that 4-3 put out of Mateo Matthews. Also drew a 5-pitch walk to lead off the 4-run fourth inning, in which 10 rockers got to the plate, so therefore Miller was also the final out of that inning, popping out to the shortstop, Tracer Lopez. 1-1 the count, Burns dealing with the bases loaded in a 1-1 ball game in the home half of the first inning. Out of the windup is the right-hander with 11 on the pitch clock. Another fastball just missing high, it's now 2-1. The wind as well, factoring into things here tonight in Ashwaubenon. And as I mentioned in the first, having to hold a lot of my papers, I have my scorebook, my defensive chart, and some other fun things that I need for this broadcast. They're being held down by water bottles, pens, the bottom of my computer, you name it, as the 2-1 misses low. And the driver's seat here in the perfect hitter's count is Miller, 3 balls and 1 strike. Nowhere to put him with the bases loaded in the bottom of the first inning. They say, though, the show must go on. You got to find a way to embrace and adjust to every situation you're put in. 3-1 fastball tapped down in front of home plate. Duggar will touch it foul just outside the left-handed batter's box. It's now a 3-2 count on Sam Miller. Miller entering today is a 3-14 hitter. Out of those two home runs that he hit here against the Raptors a couple weeks ago, they made a total of a third of his homers on the season. He's got 6 long balls, getting on base at a 395 clip with 26 runs driven in. Great for Chris Krepling, the defending Northwoods League champions in the middle of their order. The 3-2 from Burns. Fastball fouled straight back. We'll do it again. Just off the top of the netting behind home plate. Colin and I talked about this last night on the broadcast. We, here in the visiting press space for Green Bay, they give us a bunch of space, so very grateful for that. But we are technically in line for a foul ball. It wouldn't be a line drive. It would be, have to be a very calculated pop-up that I'd love to make a play on here, whether today or in the other 3 times we return this season. Another 3-2 elevated fastball fouled back to the screen. A good fight here between Burns and Miller. With nobody out, the bases loaded in the bottom of the first inning. 1-1 the score, and as mentioned, Matthew Duggar, Lopez, righty-lefty, lefty, due up when we get back in the top of the second. Raptors need to record an out here in the first, though, before we start thinking anywhere near that. Got the ball boy here tonight on the rocker dugout, bringing one back to our home plate umpire, and we're ready to continue this battle between the 5-hole hitter and the Raptor tall right-hander from Hortonville. Another 3-2 home from Burns. This one hit on a line. It's going to get past a diving Trotter Boston into left field for a base hit. In to score is Schultz. Once again, rockers going station to station. It's an RBI single, and they lead for the first time tonight. It's 2-1 Green Bay. Bolt to second, LeBoux to third. That's where they'll all stay for the left-handed hitting shortstop, Cooper Kelly. Kelly, I should say, a switch hitting shortstop, but obviously hitting from the left side against the right-hander, Thomas Burns. Tristan Cruz and Barry, the right-hander from Owensboro, Kentucky, and Campbellsville University, warming up down the right field line as we speak. First pitch to Cooper Kelly. Breaking ball on the outside corner and low from Burns is called a strike. Looking at Kelly, he's playing in his 23rd game of the season with the Rockers. 0-1 pitch, this one tapped foul right near the Raptor dugout down the first baseline. It's 0-2. The Overland Park, Kansas native and an attendee of Oral Roberts played 58 games in the regular season and 4 playoff contests for the Rockers a season ago. He's a 278 hitter thus far in 22 games on the campaign. 0-2 pitch, got him swinging. Blew him away with some high heat did there, Burns. It's the first out of the inning. Out of the 7th spot.
Oh, baby. Rocker first beat me.
Mateo Matthews reached on a five-pitch walk in that fourth inning and scored an evening ago. Drove in the game's first run on a 4-3 putout in the second. First pitch swinging. High fly ball into center field. Aiden Teal battling the sun comes in to make the grab. Tagging from third to home and getting in without a throw is Mullivai Labou. It's a sacrifice fly for Mateo Matthews, and it's 3-0 Green Bay. Should say 3-1 bottom one. My apologies. Seth Farney, the switch hitting center fielder from Ole Miss, will be the eighth hitter into the box this inning for the Rockers. Out on second is Jake Bolt. Sam Miller on first with two down.
Yeah, baby. Fielder, number four, Seth Farney
out of the University of Mississippi, playing for Coach Mike Bianco down in Oxford, a 177 hitter in 20 games so far this summer. 11 hits, 62 at-bats for the Mobile, Alabama native, taking a first pitch on the outside corner from Thomas Burns for a strike. A homer, a triple, and two doubles for Farney. He's driven in six runs, and he's been patient at the plate, taking 21 walks. Back at second is Burns, the 0-1 home. Goes off speed and tapping this one foul down the first baseline is Farney. It is nothing at two. For Burns, this will be his 38th pitch of the inning. The right-hander comes set. Jumping off second is Bold. The payoff pitch home. Fastball missing upstairs, now a ball and two strikes. Burns' best outing came against Arizona State's rival in his freshman season. Seven frames against the University of Arizona Wildcats. Had an ERA just under five in his first season of collegiate baseball for the Sun Devils. Looking to get out of the inning here. He's surrendered three runs so far, looking to stop the bleeding and get the rafters back into the dugout, the 1-2. Breaking ball got him to chase. Farney down on strikes, a couple punch-outs picked up in the inning for Thomas Burns, but he allows three runs, and that's our score. 3-1 Rockers to the top of the second, 6-7-8. Matthew Duggar Lopez do it for Wisconsin Rapids on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt, fish, and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafter fans, welcome back into Capital Credit Union Park. 3-1 the score. The Green Bay Rockers leading your Rafters in game two of this series on the road. The fourth straight away from Winterfield for the Rafters. They return tomorrow to take on the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. Whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps, thanks so much for spending your Wednesday night here with us. 6-7-8 do it for the Rafters against the right-hander Kyle Dobbins. Jack Matthey to lead off the inning. Dobbins needed just 19 pitches to get through the first. He did allow a run by coming on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Jorge Degatti. First pitch to the right fielder of the Rafters, Jack Matthey, fouled away. Duggar on deck, Lopez to follow. Matthey hit second and caught an evening ago, went 0 for 4. Couple of ground outs to third, a fly out to right to lead off the seventh for Jack, and he went down looking against Michael Riley, the right-handed reliever for Green Bay, to end the ballgame. A one breaking ball hit sharply on the ground over to short. Cooper Kelly on a knee to field and throw to first in time. It's a 6-3 put out of Matthew and is the first out of this top of the second inning. Three runs on four hits, no errors, two left on for the Rockers in the home half of the first. Four consecutive singles from the 2-5 spots. Taylor Schultz, Mullivai LeVue, Jake Bold, and Sam Miller coming through. Cashel Duggar out of the seventh spot in UCLA. College teammates with Rocker third baseman Mullivai LeVue will step into the left-handed batter's box and take a first pitch breaking ball low for ball one. Duggar in 10 games, 9 hits and 25 at-bats. If you're doing the math back at home, he's a 360 hitter. 5 runs driven in. He's walked 5 times and has struck out 6, getting on base at a pretty impressive clip. 529, I should say, as the 1-0 pitch misses low and inside on Cashel. It is now 2 balls and no strikes. Slugging 360 is Duggar, and OPS just under 900 at 889. Raptors looking to avoid dropping all 4 on this road stand, 2 at Waterloo, 2 here in Ashwaubenon. 2-0 pitch, fastball shooting the knees. On the inner third of the plate there is Dobbins. It's now 2-1. Thomas Burns, 39 pitches in that first inning, so therefore he cannot come back out for the second. That is the rule in the Northwoods League. You throw 35-plus in a frame, you cannot return for the rest of the ballgame. As the 2-1 pitch, laced foul beyond the third base seats down the line here at Capital Credit Union Park. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Rafter catcher. Burns allowed 4 hits, 3 runs, all of which were earned. He only walked 1 Rocker hitter and struck out 2 in his lone inning here tonight. Tristan Krusenberry throwing down the right field line. He'll be piggybacking off Burns per usual in this ballgame. The 2-2 pitch, Duggar swinging away, a defensive swing at that breaking ball. That one hit in the air down the left field line. It's tailing away into the stands. We'll do the 2-2 again. So 8 sent to the plate for Green Bay in the bottom of the first. The Rafters brought 5 in the top half of the frame. Already 4 runs between the two teams scored in this ballgame. A run on 2 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Rockers. The next 2-2 delivery here from the right-hander out of the University of Hawaii, Kyle Dobbins. This one tapped down in front of the mound but fouled off Duggar's foot. So another 2-2 coming here in this battle. Rafters only 2 more home games in the first half of the season, but there's plenty of home fun to be had in half number 2. And if you're coming in from out of town to watch the Rafters, there's no better place to stay then the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes 4-legged companions. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Another 2-2 here with one out and nobody aboard in the top of the second. 3-1 Green Bay, the fifth week of the season. Breaking ball goes Dobbins, tapping foul down the first baseline goes Duggar. Good fight here between these two early on in this ballgame. Look across the Northwoods League scoreboard, talk about some finals already, both on the baseball and softball side of things, or at least just on the softball side of things. Mankato at La Crosse, the Habaneros in the Steam. It's a 3-run victory for Mankato, improving to 7-2 on the season. 2-2 breaking ball not biting there down in the turf as Duggar. He's worked a full count in his first plate appearance here tonight. La Crosse falling to 2-8 in their first 10. Out at MCCU Field, the Rafters will be there in a few weeks to take on the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. The Battle Jacks leading the 14-14 Royal Oak Leprechauns by a score of 5-2. Bottom 5 there once again. The 3-2 to Duggar. Fastball line back up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Third hit of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids is a one-out single from the catcher, Cash O'Duggar, here in the top of the second. Tracer Lopez out of the eighth spot, playing short. He hit ninth at the same defensive position an evening ago. Lopez had 1 of the 3 Rafter hits, a one-out double in the sixth inning, but tried stretching it on a overthrow of the second base bag and was thrown out at third, a good backup there. From the relief pitcher, Michael Riley, to be covering the third base bag, Mullivai LeVue was behind second to retrieve the errant throw. Hitting from the left side, Lopez. First pitch, fastball, shooting the knees, and it's called a strike from Dobbins. 5 lefties in the order tonight for the Rafters. Teal out of the 2 spot. Boston hitting 5th. The 7-8-9 spots, all left-handed hitters. The catcher, Duggar. The shortstop, Lopez. And on deck, the left fielder, Mason Onati. 0-1's the count, the next delivery. Breaking ball goes Dobbins. It misses downstairs. Tracer Lopez, after joining the team a week and a half ago, now playing in his 10th game of the campaign. A 227 hitter in 9 games for Tracer, 5 hits, 22 at-bats. Had a 2-hit game at Waterloo in that 10-8 loss on the Sunday matinee on June 23rd. 1-1 pitch, high fastball, fouled back by Lopez. It's now 1-2. To continue to look across the Northwoods League, some softball at Corbett Field in Minot. The 2-5 Minot Honeybees trailed the 6-2 Madison Nightmares by a score of 4-3. 4 runs, 8 hits, an error for the Nightmares. 3 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Minot. Final inning of that one. The 1-2 pitch from the right-hander. Lopez hits this one on a line. That's over the head of the first baseman, Mateo Matthews, and it's down the right field line. Duggar hitting the bag at second. He'll trot into third. It is a base hit for Tracer Lopez, and the Rafters back-to-back singles for the second straight frame. They're on the corners with one out. Matthews lost that one in the sun. That liner was above his head, but I had a feeling if he could see it, definitely could have had the bunnies to go up and grab it, but instead the Rafters will reap the benefits and collect their fourth hit of the ballgame. How about this? Mason Onati, the beer batter here tonight in Green Bay. Mason, playing in his 26th game with the Rafters this season, was the 9-hole hitter and second baseman on opening day just over 4 weeks ago at Air Baker Field. He's a 246 hitter and has been heating up as of late. A slow start to the season for the Powell, Ohio native. Righty on lefty battle. Dobbins first pitch to Onati. Goes fastball, and this one lasered down the left field line. It'll find the seats. One homer for Mason that came at Witter Field against these Rockers. It made it 7-5 in the 9th inning of that loss a couple of weeks ago. It's the only time these two teams have met in Wisconsin Rapids this season. The Raptors will next see Green Bay at home in the month of July. It's a 2-game series, Friday, the July 5th. Saturday the 6th, Onati showing bunt, makes contact but puts it foul down the third baseline. He's in the hole here at 0-2. The count. Onati, last game played in, went 2-for-3 and reached 2 other times on a walk, so reached 4 times in 5 plate appearances, scored a run in that 8-7 loss at Waterloo Monday night, the 0-2. That one downstairs, not chasing in the turf as Onati. It's now a ball and 2 strikes. First time playing left field this season for Mason. He's got a couple starts out in center, once in Waterloo, once at home. Should say once at home, and he made his way out to center field, part of a couple of defensive changes Kirk Schreider made Monday night. But has played in center field twice this season. Choked up is Onati, ready to go to war once again, trailing in the count 1-2. The payoff from Dobbins. Breaking ball, not biting as Mason. It misses downstairs. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Stay in the game here, fans. Make some noise if you want half-price Sam Beer tonight.
On deck, it's the top of the order with Owen McElfatrick, but the Rafters a chance to chip into their 2-run deficit. It's still early on, top 2 with them on the corners and 1 out. That's Duggar on third, and it's Lopez on first after back-to-back singles. The 2-2. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, right side. That's gloved and flipped to second, 1 to first in time. Schultz, Kelly, Matthews, it's an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. Rafters can't push any across after collecting a couple knocks here in this second frame. We head to the home half. 3-1 Green Bay on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a family.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Thomas Burns throwing 39 pitches in the bottom of the first inning, allowing four hits, three runs, all of which were earned. Walked one and struck out two Rocker batters. That requires another arm to enter the fray for Kirk Schreider's Rafters, and that is the right-hander from Campbellsville University in Owensboro, Kentucky, Tristan Krusenberry. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters back on WFHR. You can catch all 72 games on these airwaves all summer long. Nick Harms, Lucas Torres, Taylor Schultz, 9-1-2, due up here against Krusenberry. A run on three hits, no errors for the Raptors. Three runs, four hits, no errors for Green Bay in the fourth meeting between the two teams this season. Krusenberry, first pitch, breaking ball. This one is lined foul down the right field line. Looking at Harms, playing in his 20th game of the season from Baldwin, Missouri, Case Western Reserve University product. He's a .349 hitter with Kokomo two seasons ago, .250 so far this year, 16 hits and 64 at-bats. Last time Harms got to a ball game was 0-3 at Wausau in the 12-5 loss on June 24th. Punched out a couple of times against Woodchuck pitching. Krusenberry last worked at Waterloo, throwing two-thirds of an inning just a couple of days ago. Allowed a hit, a run it was earned, walked two, and did not strike out a buck hitter out of the five he faced. As a 5.19 ERA and a 1.56 whip entering tonight's contest. 0-1 pitch, this one popped up in the air. That'll find the seats right behind home plate. It's now 0-2. Krusenberry, prior to the two-thirds of an inning, he worked at Waterloo, at Wausau, in the nightcap of the doubleheader on June 20th. Three innings of work, allowed four hits, two runs, both of which were earned. Walked two, struck out two, facing 16 Woodchuck hitters. It was the opening day starter for the Raptors, was Krusenberry. The 0-2. Breaking ball on the outside corner, got him looking. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. A three-pitch punch out of Nick Harms begins this bottom half of the second inning. Krusenberry in that 8-7 win just over 4 weeks ago at Fondy. 3 2/3, two hits, two runs, four walks, and three punch-outs of the 18 Dock Spider batters he faced. He's got two starts this season. The next was his following appearance at Lakeshore on June 2nd. Both of his starts saw him throw 61 pitches each. First pitch, breaking ball to the left-handed hitting leadoff hitter Lucas Torres, misses up and away for ball one. I think that's one of my favorite fun facts, fun tidbits of the season. Krusenberry's two starts, both 61 pitches. But since that start at Lakeshore, he's worked four consecutive, now make it five outings out of the bullpen as the 1-0 fastball misses upstairs. Now two balls and no strikes on Lucas Torres. Torres led off the ballgame offensively for Green Bay in the bottom of the first, drawing a seven-pitch walk, and he later scored on an RBI single from Mullivai LeVou. Two balls, no strikes. Krusenberry set, rocks, and fires. Fastball right down the heart of the plate. It's called a strike. This is Krusenberry's seventh appearance of the season, as mentioned, six of the seven being away from Winter Field. His lone appearance at home was following up Thomas Burns on June 9th against La Crosse. 2-1 fastball, misses low and in, now three balls and a strike on the left-handed hitting Torres. Krusenberry in those four innings in the 8-5 win against La Crosse allowed just one hit and no runs, did not walk a logger hitter and struck out five of the 13 batters he faced, was named the Northwoods League Pitcher of the Day for his outing that afternoon. 3-1 pitch, fastball hit on the ground over to first. Max McGuire will glove, wave off Krusenberry as he takes it to the bag himself. Three unassisted, two up, two down here in the bottom of the second inning. When we get to the top of the third for Wisconsin Rapids, it's the top of the order due up. Owen McElfatrick, Aiden Teal, and Jorge Degatti. Rafters had two on with just one out. They're on the corners. in the top of the second inning, but a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play hit into by Mason Onati ended the side. Two innings of one-run ball for Kyle Dobbins in his first start of the summer. Taylor Schultz singled and scored in the first, swings right through that first pitch, breaking ball from Cruz and Berry. It's 0-1. Schultz, as mentioned, still in search of his first long ball, getting on base at an over 400 clip, 408 to be exact. An average entering tonight of 281. 0-1 pitch, chasing again on the off-speed delivery downstairs in the turf is Schultz. It's quickly 0-2 on the Rockers' second baseman. On deck is LeVou. Bold will follow. Cruzenberry looking for a 1-2-3 first frame out of the pen. The payoff pitch, breaking ball, got him swinging. Tristan Cruzenberry. Couple of good mornings, good afternoons, and good nights. 2-3 pitch punchouts here in the second inning. We head to the top of the third at Capital Credit Union Park. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the order, do it for Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the third inning from Capital Credit Union Park. Andy Yakim, your voice, the Rafters on WFHR, bringing you back to the ballpark for the 29th time this season. Wisconsin Rapids 13-15 entering tonight on a three-game losing streak. Green Bay at 12-16 looking to sweep the Rafters after a 6-0 win over Wisconsin Rapids an evening ago. 3-1 the score in favor of Green Bay. A run on three hits, no errors for the Rafters. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Rockers. Oh, and McElfatrick to lead off the inning against right-hander Kyle Dobbins. McElfatrick a single and scored back in the first inning on a sacrifice fly for Jorge Degatti. Righty on righty battle, back to work Dobbins. The first pitch coming into McElfatrick, a fastball missing low for ball one. Dobbins just threw his 41st pitch of the ballgame. We saw Tristan Cruzenberry, a 1-2-3, bottom of the second on 11 pitches for the Owensboro, Kentucky native. His 7th appearance of the season, McElfatrick goes out and gets this 1-0 pitch, high in the air, deep right field, and that one is gone. Third home run of the season, a solo blast the other way for Owen McElfatrick, and it's 3-2 in the top of the third. Big swing of the bat there for the Rafters second baseman. Over and out, and we're within one. Aiden Teal will look to follow suit here. A single, his first hit as a Rafter back in the first one. 0-for-4 with 4 punchouts in his debut yesterday. First pitch from Dobbins to Teal misses low and away for ball one. Got those crates out in right field, and all hitters today, especially the righties in the barrels round. Always my favorite round to watch a batting practice. They obviously, the Raptors rotate through three groups as the 1-0 misses down and in. Now two balls and no strikes on the left-handed hitting Teal. The barrels round is very simple. Every hitter, whether you're in the lineup or not, all three groups come together and they take one final round. Today's barrels round consists of not only barreling the baseball, but taking it the other way for right-handed hitters, trying to put it over those crates. The uniquely formed Capital Credit Union Park, and McElfatrick was one of those rafters to get it over the wall. The 2-0 pitch to Teal. This one popped up in the air center field. Shallow center field, that is, right behind the second base bag for Cooper Kelly to make the grab for the first out of the inning.
The Green Bay Rockers would like to thank Cheesecake Heaven for beating the Chiefs today.
Jorge Degatti looking for his first at-bat of the ballgame, a sacrifice fly to bring home McElfatrick in the first inning. Owen McElfatrick, the Rafters producer so far. He's been the only Rafter to touch home plate in this game. First pitch from Dobbins to Degatti, squared up, hit on the ground. That's into right field. Going to be a throw at first, though, from the right fielder Harms. He oversails the first baseman Matthews. Another unique thing here at Capital Credit Union Park, it's about 280 down the right field line, so you'll see this a lot in Little League and in travel ball throughout the youth days. Ground ball into right field, usually will come up throw and trying to get the guy at first. Degatti beats it out, it's a base hit. Looking to start a new hitting streak after getting it snapped at Waterloo on Monday. McGuire went down swinging in the first against Dobbins. Raptors a runner on with one down, 3-2 the score, top three here in Ashwaubenon. Six hits now for Wisconsin Rapids. They're out hitting the Rockers by two, Green Bay leading. And the only category that matters the most in this one, no runs for either, or no errors, I should say, for either side. First pitch from Dobbins to Max. This one is tapped foul. On deck, Trotter Boston. Jack Matthew will follow. When we get to the home half of the third, 3-4-5 due up for the hosting Rockers. LeVou, Bold, and Miller. Lefty-righty-righty against Tristan Krusenberry. Degatti leading off first. Matthews holding him on there. The 0-1. Breaking ball hit on the ground. Right side, that's going to get through. Harms coming in to field it again. He will not come up throwing to first. Back-to-back singles from the 3-4 spots in the Rafter order. Runners on first and second with one down here in the top of the third inning. Of a mound visit here, Ford Ladd, the pitching coach of Green Bay, making the jog out to the hill to talk it up with Dobbins. And his catcher, Jake Bold. Top three, 3-2 the score, as we mentioned. That base hit for McGuire, the seventh hit of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. Dobbins really seeing his first signs of trouble here. Did allow a run in the first, a couple of base hits from McElfatrick and Teal. He saw some traffic on the paths two an inning ago with them on the corners and one out, but was able to generate a ground ball off the bat of Mason Onati to work out of that jam. Boston went down swinging to end the first inning, looking for his first knock of the ballgame and to keep the line moving here in the third. Raptors have sent four to the plate so far, and they're going to look to send a whole lot more to the dish in their comeback effort. Winless against the Rockers so far this season are the Raptors. Game 4 of 12 between the two clubs going on right here, right now. Boston, as mentioned, picked up the third and final hit for the Raptors last night, a two-out single in the top of the eighth inning. The Tabor College Blue Jay, three homers and a 280 average entering tonight. First pitch, a crisp fastball on the outside corner from Dobbins. That's called a strike. Boston's extra base hit ability and his clutch knocks as well. He's had a few big home runs at Winterfield this season. As well, a lot of doubles off the bat of Boston, leading the team with seven. Next pitch, broken bat, dribbler down the first base side. Dobbins diving off the mound to field and flip all in one motion. A nice play. Off the hill from Kyle Dobbins. A 1-3 punt out of Boston is the second out of the inning. To second, McGuire. To third, Degatti. That's where they'll stay. Two ducks on the pond for Jack Matthew. Matthew, a ground out to the shortstop, Cooper Kelly, to lead off the second inning in his first trip to the plate here tonight. Raptors threatening to tie and potentially take the lead. They got the first run in this ballgame and had the original lead at 1-0, but have since lost it after the 3-run bottom of the first off Thomas Burns for Green Bay. Righty on righty battle here, Matthew, in search of his first hit in this series. Four homers, 14 RBIs entering the ballgame, all four long balls coming at historic Winter Field. First pitch, the right-handed hitting Matthew misses low and away from Dobbins for ball one. As mentioned, back at home tomorrow, historic Winter Field. I Can't wait to get on the air and says, we are live from historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. Only two home games left in the first half of the season. Fans, friends, where has time gone? Playing the 30th game of the campaign tomorrow is a 1-0 fastball from Dobbins. Catches the zone for a called strike. The Raptors can fight tough and win it tonight, and they'll have a chance to get to 500 tomorrow in their 30th game of the season. They'll play 32 in the first half, getting the two off days from Minnesota in packs there. I think actually 33, I should say. Two off from Minnesota, and obviously the canceled game on Monday, June 3rd against Lakeshore. 1-1 pitch hit high in the air, deep right field at the warning track in foul territory. Diving is Harms. He's unable to make the grab. It'll just be a long fly ball off the bat of Matthew, and the count moves 1-2. So, yes, with those two off days, the first and second. Second's supposed to be the final day of the second, or the first half, I should say. So, games on that day will conclude the first half of the season. Raptors getting those two off days there and getting the game canceled the second week of the season, Monday, June 3rd at Lakeshore. They'll be at 33 games in the first half of the season, which means a lengthier second half. They'll play 39. Good math here from the broadcaster. Right off the top of the dome. 1-2, runners on second and third. 3-2 the score, top three the payoff. Missing up top. Matthews even the count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Duggar on deck, then it's Lopez. Bottom half, and soon to be bottom third of the Rafter order for the second time around. Looking into bold is Dobbins, with 8 on the pitch clock. Finally comes set, and appears to have his decision for the 2-2. He goes off speed, and this one is line foul just above the Rafter dugout down the first base line. We'll do the 2-2 again. Tom Zaglowski, one of the Raptors' assistants down the first base line, the first base coach. Chris Wilsey spent the season last year with Wausau as their hitting coach, first-year hitting coach for Wisconsin Rapids, and serves as the third base coach every game. Kirk Schreider in his fourth season as the field manager. Mike Spears joining the staff as well, first-year pitching coach. Another 2-2 to Matthew. Fastball, he got him looking. Matthew, not thrilled with that one. Down at the knees, working middle-middle there was Dobbins. The Raptors get one back on a solo home run to right center field to lead off the inning from Owen McElfatrick. 6 sent to the dish. We head to the bottom of the third. 3-4-5, do it for Green Bay against Tristan Krusenberry when we return from Capital Credit Union Park. Don't go anywhere. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Three, four, five, Mullivai LeVou, Jake Bold, and Sam Miller do up in this bottom of the third inning. It's 3-2 Rockers over the Raptors on this Wednesday evening at Capital Credit Union Park. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors on WFHR, bringing you more Rafter baseball for the 29th time. This 2024 Northwoods League season. First pitch from Krusenberry to the left-handed hitting LeVou in for a called strike. LeVou playing now in his 9th game of this Northwoods League season. Hit third and played third last night as well for Green Bay. 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Raptors. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Rockers. How about that? Cheese curds tossed out in between innings here in Green Bay? Maybe they'll let the opposing broadcaster have some too. We'll see. 1-1 the count, the payoff from Crusenberry. Fastball hit on the ground, foul down the first baseline. Tristan ahead, 1-2. For LeVou, the Huntington Beach, California native, looking to extend his hitting streak to 4 games here today. He did so with an RBI knock and later scored back in the first inning. He's had a hit in every single game he's played in, except when he went 0-for-5 in the 2-1 loss here at home against Battle Creek on June 21st. The 1-2. Crusenberry misses up and away, 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's got a couple of multi-hit games. His first game here with Green Bay had 2-for-4 at Fond du Lac in the 9-8 loss on June 18th. Also went 2-for-4 a couple days later in his home debut against the Minnesota Mud Puppies. Rockers won that contest 6-5. 2-2 the count to the leadoff batter here in the inning as Castro Duggar will call time and get a reset of the pitch clock before this next pitch. Raptors went no runs and 3 hits last night. Already have over double the amount of hits here in this ballgame and 2 more runs just 3 innings in. Crusenberry worked a 1-2-3, 11-pitch second inning. He's looking for more of the same here in the third. The 2-2. This one hit high in the air right field. That's well foul, though. This is a left-handed hitter's paradise here at Capital Credit Union Park. You look at LeVou, a power-hitting left-hander. Matthews as well. How about Owen McElfatrick, his third homer of the season. Right center field going the other way, clearing the crates and making it 3-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Crusenberry delivers and misses high with a breaking ball. Working a full count in his second trip to the plate here tonight is LeVou, as you hear the wind howling at my back here. Wonder that had to have played an effect as well on that McElfatrick home run, but he muscled it over. There was no doubt it was going to clear the fence. The 3-2 from Crusenberry. Misses up and away for ball four. Another walk from you by Green Bay. LeVou drawing a 7-pitch walk. He's aboard for the second time in as many plate appearances in this ballgame. Second out of 3 innings as well. The leadoff hitter has reached for Green Bay. Jake Bold singled back in the first. He's 1-for-1 in the ballgame. Playing in his 21st game with the Rockers this summer, Crusenberry starts him off with the first pitch on the inside corner. That's called a strike. 254 hitter is Bold, a homer, 9 RBIs, an OPS of 731. And on the pitch clock, Crusenberry set out of the stretch, the 0-1. That one on the inside corner as well, doubling up there is Tristan. It's nothing at 2. When we get to the top of the fourth, 7-8-9, all lefties do it for the Raptors, Duggar, Lopez, and Mason Onati. The 0-2 from Crusenberry misses upstairs. Duggar, a quick peer over to first, didn't actually throw it down as the count moves to a ball and 2 strikes. Out of the second half, it'll be Madison for 2 at a home-and-home, July 3rd and July 4th. And then the Rockers come to town as the 2-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. Bold down on strikes, third punch out. Out of 5 outs recorded for Tristan Crusenberry. He's a pitch away from getting the Raptors back in the dugout if he can generate a ground ball off the bat here of the designated hitter, Sam Miller. Miller, an RBI single back in the first. He has seen Rafter pitching well in the meetings they've had this season, reaching twice, singling and scoring the game's first run an evening ago, as mentioned as well. Not going to ring this up too many more times for the Green Bay side, but had 2 homers when these two teams met for the first time this season back here on June 11th. First pitch, front door breaking ball from Crusenberry, catches the zone and is called a strike. After Miller, it'll be the switch hitting shortstop Cooper Kelly, the left-handed hitting first baseman out of the 7-hole. Mateo Matthews will follow. 0-1 the count, holding on. The runner at first is McGuire. A step off is LeVou. He just jumps back onto the bag, falling onto it on that pickoff attempt there from Crusenberry. 0-1. Fastball hit in the air, left center field. Coming in on it, Teal. It's going to drop for a base hit. Miller, 2-for-2 with a pair of hits tonight. LeVou to second on the base knock. 2 on, 1 down for the Rockers here in the bottom of the third. Cooper Kelly struck out swinging against Thomas Burns back in the first inning. Let's look at the pitchers so far in this ballgame. Burns mentioned his line. An inning pitch, 39 pitches thrown, 4 hits allowed, 3 runs, all of which were earned. walked one and struck out two. So far for Krusenberry, an inning in two thirds. Should say an inning in a third. This will be his 25th pitch of the outing here. Fires breaking ball to Cooper Kelly, catches the outer third for a called strike. Krusenberry allowing one hit, no runs, walking one. That being the leadoff walk to LeVue here in this inning, and he struck out three. For the Rockers, right-hander Kyle Dobbins, his first start of the season, he's been lights out of the pen. Krusenberry breaking ball again, catching the top of the zone, quickly nothing in two on the Rockers shortstop, Cooper Kelly. Dobbins in his three frames, 55 pitches thrown, seven hits allowed, two earned runs, no walks, three strikeouts for the right-hander. The Rockers have yet to walk a Rafter hitter so far in this series. 10 punch-outs to no walks for the two right-handers that shut out Wisconsin Rapids an evening ago. 0-2 pitch, down chasing in the turf is Kelly, and he's down on strikes. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, a three-pitch punch-out of Cooper Kelly. It's the third three-pitch strikeout we've seen from Tristan Krusenberry into his second inning of work out of the bullpen. Mateo Matthews in search of his first at-bat of the ballgame. A sacrifice fly bringing in the third and final run thus far for Green Bay back in the first inning. Matthews hit seventh and played first as well an evening ago in the series opener. Out on second is LeVue, first is Miller. Righty and lefty battle, first pitch breaking ball from Krusenberry, swing and a miss there from Matthews. Tristan's look sharp tonight. You can tell he's got a good feel for his off-speed stuff. He's going to it early and often and has a good pitch mix sequence. Seth Farney, the outfielder from Ole Miss, is on deck, playing center tonight for the Rockers. Nick Harms will follow. It's the bottom third of the Rocker order for the second time around. The 0-1. Breaking ball again. It misses up and away. Count evens a ball and a strike here on Mateo Matthews. Matthews, 59 games with the Rockers a season ago. It's the defending Northwood League champion, Green Bay Rockers. 12-16 in their first 28 games so far on the campaign. Krusenberry set the 1-1, goes off speed for a third straight time. Downstairs, check swing for Matthews, appeal out to the field. He did not go around. Mateo ahead here, 2-1. .14 on the pitch clock, plenty of time for Krusenberry to operate. He fires a 2-1 fastball that misses up in the zone for ball three. Krusenberry in danger of loading the bases here in his second inning of relief work. Last night's game, as mentioned, just 2 hours and 20 minutes. The Rafters have had two games under 2.5 hours this season, that one being the shortest on the campaign. A 3-1. That one misses upstairs for ball four. Matthews aboard for the first time tonight. It's a five-pitch walk. The bases are full of Rockers with two outs here in the third. LeVue is on third base, Miller on second, the aforementioned Matthews on first for the switch-hitting center fielder, Seth Farney. Farney, a strikeout victim of Thomas Burns to retire the side back in the first inning. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Farney, popped up in the air, shallow center field, Tracer Lopez drawing back. But it'll be Aiden Teal coming in, calling everyone off to make the grab and retire the side. Rockers leave the bases loaded. Tristan Krusenberry, another scoreless inning of work, allowing just one hit out of the bullpen thus far. We head to the fourth inning at Capital Credit Union Park. 3-2 the score for Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving
journey. Summer is finally here,
and
outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ballgame is Carter Zohr, the left-hander for Green Bay. Count at 1-1 on Cashel Duggar. 3-2 the score. Green Bay leading the Raptors in the top of the fourth inning. Andy Ockermere, voice of Raptor baseball, back on WFHR. The Duggar, Lopez, Onati in this inning. The first pitch after the 1-1 is lined by Duggar to first base, catch made for the first out of the inning. It'll be Tracer Lopez who singled back in the second inning. First pitch to Lopez from Zohr, breaking ball flipped right in there for a called strike. Lopez singled an inning ago. The 0-1 pitch popped in the air right behind the second base bag. That's the shortstop, Kelly, to make the catch for the second out of the inning. It'll bring up Mason Onati.
It's time once again for the Bud Light Beer Banner. If this next banner strikes out, Altea Beer will be half price until the end of the inning.
Onati, a 4-6-3 inning ending double play back in the second.
Fans got close last time with two strikes. Make some noise if you want half price tap beer this time.
First pitch in there for a called strike on Onati. Yo, one. This is downstairs. Count evens a ball and a strike on Mason. In left field today is Onati for the first time this season. On deck, top of the order, McElfatrick, the 1-1. Off speed, missing high, having to duck out of the way. That one is Onati. It is now a 2-ball-and-1-strike count.
Stay in advance. Keep that noise level up. You're 2 strikes away from that price tag here.
8-2-1. Off speed again goes Zohr. One misses low and in. 3-1 the count now. The 3-1. Fastball in there for a called strike. It's a full count.
Half price beer. Half price beer. Half price beer.
Carter Zohr from Bryant Stratton College. Staying in his home state of Wisconsin here for the summer. The 3-2. That one in there for a called third strike. It's a 1-2-3. Fourth inning and his first appearance as a Rocker for Carter Zohr. We head to the home half of the fourth inning. Do it for Green Bay, 912 Harms, Torres, and Schultz on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk.
Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit, which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
9-1-2, do it for the Rockers. It is the bottom half of the fourth inning for Capital Credit Union Park. First pitch, fastball. Nick Harms lets this one fly. Bat flip, no doubt homer over the right center field wall, and it's 4-2 Rockers. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. That's a loud sound of the bat to begin this fourth frame. Nick Harms against Tristan Krusenberry. The first run Krusenberry has allowed out of the bullpen here today. Wondered how far that one flew. When looking at Harms on the season, that is his third homer. And we go back to the top of the Rocker order with Lucas Torres. Now two runs, seven hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids, four runs, six hits, no errors for the Rockers. The second of this series, Krusenberry's first pitch to Torres misses low. Torres 0 for 1 today, two plate appearances, drew a 7-pitch walk and later scored in the first, grounded out 3 unassisted to Max McGuire in his last trip to the plate against Krusenberry in the second. So the 1-0 from Krusenberry misses high, now 2 balls and no strikes. On deck is Taylor Schultz, Mullivai LeVue to follow. The 2-0 pitch. Krusenberry goes fastball, but it misses up top. Now 3 balls and no strikes on the left fielder, Torres. The 3-0 delivery from the right-hander from Campbellsville. Fastball in there for a called strike. It's now 3-1. Raptors getting a home run of their own here tonight. That came in the top of the third to lead off the inning from Owen McElpatrick. Right center field, his third of the season. 3-1 pitch popped up in the air, right side of the infield in foul territory. It's Max McGuire near the first base coach's box to make the grab for the first out of the inning. A little chilly here in Green Bay, or at least where I'm sitting outside, right out in front of the press box. Make sure to have my Rafter quarter zip on here today. We power through, the show must always go on, and it's Taylor Schultz, the right-handed hitting second baseman, out of the two-hole for Green Bay. Singled and scored in the first, struck out swinging most recently against Krusenberry to wrap out a 1-2-3, bottom of the second. First pitch from Krusenberry to Schultz, misses high for ball one. Carter Zohr making his debut for Green Bay in the top of the fourth. Made quick work of the Rafters, 1-2-3. The 1-0 pitch, slow roller on the ground over to short. Lopez gloves and throws to first in time. It's a 6-3 put out of Schultz for the second out of this bottom of the fourth inning.
Next batter, third baseman, number 28, Mullivai LeVue.
Mullivai LeVue has reached in both of his plate appearances here today, an RBI single and later scored in the first to a 5-pitch walk in his last plate appearance to lead off the third inning. Krusenberry set first base side of the rubber. The first pitch to the UCLA Bruin is fouled away down the third base line. the Raptors when we get to the top of the fifth inning for a third time in this ballgame. It's 1-2-3 spots to begin a frame. McElfatrick, Teal, and Jorge Degatti. Cruzenberry ahead here, 0-1, a long solo blast to lead off the inning on the first pitch from the nine-hole hitter, Nick Harms. LeBou taps this 0-1 pitch foul back to the screen. Cruzenberry ahead here, nothing in two. Fourth of 12 meetings between the two teams this summer. They'll see each other four times in the 10-game, 10-day stretch in August. Cruzenberry's 0-2. That one in there for a called strike three. Solo home run from Nick Harms to lead off the inning. Cruzenberry retires the next three batters he faces. We are through four here in Ashwaubenon. 4-2 the score. It's Raptor Baseball at 97.5 FM.